To the use of the word itself, Brittany, I mean, I think there are folks like CNN's Aaron Burnett who don't understand why it's offensive and why some people are saying the T word is the new N word. Mm-hmm. Give us your take.
Sure. It's rooted in a racialized understanding of black people. So, for instance, no one is calling the police who put this kid in a van and snapped his spine and crushed his voice box thugs, right? They're only applying it to acts of violence against property, right? Acts of, and sure, acts of harassment, sure, acts of anger. But when are we going to have a language to talk about the systemic violence that white folks do in the name of anti-blackness and white supremacy in this country? We don't have a language for that. So this becomes a way for there to be a procession of both white people in the media who are unsympathetic and also these sort of respectable middle class or upper class black people who are saying we want to maintain law and order. We want to make a distinction between us and the criminals and the thugs, the lower elements of black people. We don't want to be associated with them.
Well, and Derek Clifton on the mic, Ari, says that it's by and large thug is used to describe black perpetrators of violence, very rarely white.
Yeah, absolutely. And in this context, the use of the word thug has been used to delegitimize the actions of many because of the actions of a few. The fact is, the Black Lives Matter movement has been a peaceful movement. It's been a nonviolent movement. And so by making it seem like everyone in Black Lives Matter is now a thug, you're trying to delegitimize a movement and mischaracterize it.
Brittany, you bring up this point in your writing today that it is as much a black-white issue as it is a black-black issue. I mean, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is a black woman. Barack Obama is half black, half white, but is identified as a black president, and they're using the word thug. Now, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake has since said, has apologized. The president seems, if we're to believe the White House press secretary, defiantly sort of doubling down on, this is how I describe looters and people who perpetrate violence. Loretta Lynch, AG, her first public statement is, I condemn the senseless acts of violence by some individuals in Baltimore that have resulted in harm to law enforcement officers, destruction of property, and a shattering of peace in the city of Baltimore. It would have been nice if she had mentioned Freddie Gray.
That's right. They are reacting to something that actually happened, and that's the killing of Freddie Gray by the police. And unless we can talk about that, then people are going to stay in the streets, and they should. Now, maybe they shouldn't loot everything, but frankly,
I think they definitely shouldn't, because they definitely shouldn't, because it's against the law, and also because it undermines the broader
goal
here.
The problem is that we keep on trying to tell people what is a reasonable response to injustice, right? So, look, we can weigh in, but I want the same kind of moral outrage about the killing of this kid.